Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Trump reimposes sanctions on Iran. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let me talk about what President Trump did this last Monday. He re-implemented the sanctions on Iran. Meanwhile, in Russia, Vladimir Putin sent an envoy to the area in Iran as that was happening. What do we know about that story?
Well, the U.S. has reimposed these sanctions that were lifted by President Obama as part of the failed Iran deal. They are aimed at preventing Iran from selling oil on the international market and from gaining access to international financial markets as well. The Russians, as you say, are very upset with that.
Now, that Russian envoy was not the only visitor there in Iran. Louis Farrakhan, who heads up the Nation of Islam here in the United States, was there. Made some very provocative statements, and from that location he warned President Trump against reinstituting these sanctions, but at the same time he warned the United States not to attack Iran and start a Middle Eastern war because some of the players you've already mentioned, China and Russia, may be coming quickly to the Middle East to get involved in that war.
Such a war would trigger a broader war, a war that would include Russia, China, and all the nations of the world. Farrakhan is a bit of an apocalyptic thinker. So Farrakhan is an interesting character. He has influence behind the scenes. He does have significant influence in the black community and the Muslim communities in the United States. He is an Israel hater, an anti-Semite, a notorious anti-Semite, but also somebody who believes in the prophetic future, and he believes that a U.S. involvement with Israel in a war in the Middle East would set off a world war.
Ken Timmerman and his look at Iran as President Trump reimposes sanctions on this Islamic state. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken Timmerman made an interesting comment about Louis Farrakhan as he called the leader of the Nation of Islam an apocalyptic thinker in reference to Farrakhan's warning to President Trump about the reimposition of sanctions on Iran, and he also told the president not to go to war with Iran. Apocalyptic refers to events that will happen in the future. I'm not sure that Louis Farrakhan is an apocalyptic thinker, but a war in the Middle East with Iran is exactly what the ancient Jewish prophets were thinking about when they recorded prophecy that was given to them by God. That would be Ezekiel 38:5 and Daniel chapter 11 verse 44. These prophecies are absolute. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...